Well, hey folks, how is your day going? Graham here. Today we're in Uzé, I believe it's pronounced, a town in the south of France. We're staying here for 3 days. Sandy's actually doing a Rubik's Cube competition. Sandy actually has ranking in France for Rubik's Cube, go figure. So we are here and I'm just having my morning coffee, walking around this little town. I thought I'd do a little video. Okay, hi you guys. Such a Joel. Couple of housekeeping things as usual. Want to hit the subscribe button somewhere down there and check out some of the links below as well. I hope to have my ministry school back online in early to mid-August. So if you're interested in checking out some of the courses there or our ordination program, very welcome. Okay. What else can I share? Well, I was just sitting in a... Oh, this is really quiet. Wow. You guys are going to be able to see me here, but I was just sitting in a cafe, actually, echoing in a cave here. Reading, I think it's Psalm 121. It's actually the psalm Jews read traditionally, Orthodox Jews in a Jewish funeral service, which says, "We lift our eyes up unto the hills, from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And I was just thinking this today, but you know, where we look, where we choose to put our eyes is a really important thing. You know, in a sense, the Lord wants us to live looking up. It's amazing. I've never done this, but I was thinking I should do a study sometime of how many times you'll see the word or the phrase "look up." You know, in 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat is attacked by 3 different armies from 3 different directions. He calls a proclaimed fast, and he prays a great prayer. You know, it's actually in Jehoshaphat, when Jehoshaphat prays, 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat prays this great prayer and he says, "Lord, we've no clue what to do. We're being attacked on all sides." And he actually prays in his prayer and he says, "Lord, there's no might, there's no power in our hand to combat this army." He's like, "We don't know what to do and we're not going to pretend we know what to do." But then he says an amazing thing. He says, Our eyes are up, our eyes are on you. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And then if you continue reading the passage, it's actually the passage where the prophet comes, tells him what to do. But the prophet actually says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking those whose heart is right towards him." My point is, whenever we lift our eye up, whenever we lift our head up, God is lifted up, God is looking up as well. And you know, you see that so many times in the life of Jesus. When Jesus feeds the 5,000, I think the church here probably won't let me film inside there, but when Jesus feeds the 5,000, you have 5,000 hungry men, probably even more women at the side as well. You have 12 unbelieving disciples. You have a little boy with, I like to say, a happy meal, you know, his lunch there. And there's an amazing passage that says Jesus took the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, he broke them, he gave thanks, and then he looked up. Yeah, same thing. And no matter what you're going today, whether you're in the south of France as I am, wherever you're at today, why not look up? Wherever you're at today, why not raise your hands, or even more important, raise your eyes? I know we're not looking up like Elon Musk, we're not trying to looking up into the heavens, but there's something about walking where it's like part of our viewpoint, part of our eye is on you, saying, "Lord, we don't pretend, we're not gonna even claim that we have life figured out without you. We're gonna raise our eyes to you." And I think if we do that, our help will come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, that psalm always reminds me, I think it was back in the 70s, I heard a recording of a Jewish rabbi who'd been the rabbi. fight in a Nazi concentration camp, I think, if I'm wrong here, somebody can correct me, but I think it was the camp where Anne Frank died. And every day this rabbi, if you will, would have to read that Jewish funeral service and would have to say, "We lift up our eyes to the hills and whence comes our help." And every day, in a sense, this Jewish rabbi would be praying that prayer, and in his heart there'd be a cry that says, "But there's no help. Why doesn't Yahweh help? Why doesn't the Lord help?" And this Jewish rabbi recounted that one day two young teenage girls were sent by the Red Cross, and they were allowed access to this camp to sort of, what the rhyme or reason was, but to work there, if you will, for a few weeks. And these Jewish, Christian young ladies asked the Jewish rabbi if he would like to come and pray with them every day. Now, of course, being an Orthodox rabbi, normally he wouldn't have prayed with Christian girls, but of course, given the circumstances, concentration camp, death camp, all these things, he said, "Yeah, okay." And here's my point. The rabbi started explaining that every day these girls would pray for people, pray for situations, and God would answer. They would lift their eyes up to the hills and help would come. And in a way, after a few weeks, the Jewish rabbi went to the Christian girls and said, "You have an edge on Jehovah. When you pray, help comes." And he said, "I want to understand why." And these girls said, "It's because we have an access to Yahweh through the name of Jesus, Hashem, the name." And so today, wherever you're at, look up. Say, "Lord, I need your help. You're not in a concentration camp today, but maybe you're going through something. We're all going through something. Life is like that." So wherever you're at today, why not lift up your eyes, lift up your heads, look up and say, "Lord, like Jehoshaphat, I've got a bunch of stuff together in my life, but there's always things we don't have together. Lord, my eye is on you." Boom. Well, that's my quick video for the day. Wishing you guys a really great day wherever you're at. Go back into the sun, and I will be back soon with another one.